For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. When administrators in Texas Tech's College of Education heard from officials in K-12 school districts that the college's graduates were smart but not ready for the classroom, they knew something had to change.
So if you have a district telling you your new teachers aren't doing too well, they're not well prepared, and you've got student achievement data that is lower than demographically similar groups across the state, it's an indication that we probably need to try to do something a little better.
Doug Hammond, chairman of the Department of Teacher Preparation in the College of Education, says Tech Teach requires teacher candidates spend a whole school year in a classroom before they even graduate. The State Board of Educator Certification in Texas requires far less, just 12 weeks. Tech Teach and a wider similar initiative called Tech Teach Across Texas have created partnerships with school districts to share data and allow university and district administrators to work more closely and ensure needs are being met. A Texas Tech faculty member serves as a site coordinator at schools so teacher candidates can be coached and evaluated regularly.
I think the other thing that really sets us apart, though, is the work of the site coordinator. A site coordinator is a Texas Tech employee. They're a Texas Tech faculty person, but they work as instructional coaches for the teacher candidates, and they're embedded in the schools. Used to what happened would be a university supervisor would place you in a school. They would call and say, I need a placement. The principal would say, okay, we'll put them with this person. No concern about the quality of the mentor, no concern about anything other than they're willing to take them.
Tech Teach, which was introduced 6 years ago, has gotten stellar praise. In 2016, the program earned recognition as an outstanding preparation for teacher candidates from the Texas Education Agency. Also, the National Council on Teacher Quality chose the program as one of 35 teacher preparation programs that earned top scores in high school content standard. And in 2015, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave the College of Education $7 million to establish a coalition of universities and school districts to improve teacher education. A 2014 Texas Tech graduate and part of the inaugural Tech Teach class says he benefited greatly from the program. 25-year-old Julio Hernandez was selected as Teacher of the Year at Hutchison Middle School this year. He teaches Spanish to 8th graders.
I think Tech Teach makes you really prepared for the classroom, makes you really prepared to teach students. They challenge you to make lesson plans, and you get evaluated on your lesson plans. There's usually a pre-conference, and then you have your evaluation, and then there's a post-conference where you reflect on your lesson and how well you did, and then maybe some things that you need to adjust and look at again.
The state of Texas has wrestled with teacher shortages in recent years, which led to an influx of teachers with too little classroom experience and support. That was part of what prompted the formation of the Teacher Preparation Department. Plus, the College of Education had gotten feedback from school districts that graduates were smart but not ready for the classroom. Hammond says partnerships with school districts are critical to the success of Tech Teach.
So we're committing to the district that we'll send them high-quality teacher candidates, that they'll have a positive impact on student achievement, and then when they graduate and work for the district, they're going to be their best teachers.
The program began in 2011 when the College of Education brought in a new dean, Scott Ridley, from Arizona State University. Hammond says the Teacher Advancement Program rubric used in Tech Teach is unique.
Other university programs kind of run like universities run, and everybody does their own thing. And then when a student gets ready for student teaching, they go over to the student teaching folks. And there's not a lot of communication between the two groups. So that common language is critical for everything.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.